At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is an Encounter Co. podcast. Enjoy.
This just in. Paranormal phenomena of almost biblical proportions have been sweeping the nation, causing mass hysteria among the populace.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
And I'm here to do the devil's work.
What an excellent day for an exorcism. They mostly come at night.
Mostly.
Okay, are we ready to learn about, now that we're starting like an hour and 45 minutes past when we wanted to start?
My greatest enemy,
yeah.
Stairs.
Yes, we're going to talk about stairs. So,
oh yeah, welcome to Don't Tap the Glass.
Oh yeah, hey guys, welcome to Don't Tap the Glass. I am your host, Shelby, and these are my co-hosts, Brandon.
Hi.
Otherwise known as Baron, and Luke.
Hi.
No, he doesn't normally sound like a dying duck. He's just excited because he recently acquired a new four-legged fur member of his family.
His name is Bosco, and I would die for him.
And what did you name him after?
Bosco Sticks.
Because they're the best.
What is that?
Well, because we already...
What?
Because we already had... Huh?
What is Bosco Sticks?
Are you serious?
You
look space right
I don't
now.
Know what to say. Is it just
Luke,
a northern
have to get
thing?
I don't. Is it?
Is it these like stuffed breadsticks?
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're like they're
yeah,
special.
Buddy. That's a northern thing.
Is it?
Apparently.
Oh my God.
Holy shit! I thought
I mean,
it was
we
a
had
universal
like,
thing.
We had like cheese stuffed breadsticks and like grape.
No,
school.
They're not the same.
It's not the same as that, no.
It's not
Those
the
were
same.
Ass. Bosco sticks are life.
Yeah, I've never heard of this. Let's go to the
FAQ. What the hell?
Today's episode is on Bosco sticks.
today's
that
episode on ADHD thought trains.
Something.
Oh my God. Luke, you have to get Bosco sticks.
Wait,
has Z had Bosco sticks?
Babe, you've had Bosco sticks before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank God.
You can get them at Dollar Tree, apparently.
You can get them at... That's so healthy.
So healthy.
Well, I mean, just looking at them, I don't think it's like a... they're
bread
probably
cheese.
Branded to be, you know, non-processed.
No.
True. Oh, my God. There's
but
so
no,
there's something about the cheese in a Bosco stick.
It's great. But no, our
it's
first cat
the,
was named Loaf, so we wanted to stick with the bread theme. So we have Bosco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And he's super
and
cute.
He's
a polydactyle,
awesome.
Isn't he?
He is polydactyle.
Yeah.
He's got
so this is my
multiple
favorite dinosaur,
extra
dude.
Beans and claws.
Cool ass wings.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. A friend of ours, Lisa, takes in a lot of cats get dumped at her house.
Yeah.
Because people know that she'll feed them. And
shout out to Lisa. Love you.
Yeah. We love you.
Love you, Sissy.
So, yeah, these cats just get raised in chaos, not just, you know, general life chaos, but, like, there's dogs, there's cats, there's horses, there's farm animals, there's raccoons that are just hanging about. Like, these cats are used to, like, the world ending, and they're just like, cool, 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 cool. So you pick them up, and you take them home, and they're just like, okay, cool, whatever. No
Literally,
fucks given.
We gave, Z gave him a bath, like, soaked him in Dawn. Cleaned out his ears and like he fought back for a little bit at first, but then like by the time we got him wrapped up in a towel and stuff, he was just purring like a mad lad. Like he wasn't traumatized or anything.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh okay. This is fine now.
Yeah.
I love how that's like the rubric on like grading how well you bathed your cat. No trauma. He's good.
No, it's grading how well the cat's gonna do, honestly. Just whether or not
around.
A bath is going to be traumatic for them.
Yeah. Stash was the same way. He would reach at me, but he wouldn't do anything.
This cat is just like Stash.
Yeah, that's fun.
I love Bosco.
Yeah. He's great. Okay.
But enough about cats and bread and sticks.
Yeah, everything else that we kind of, yeah, anyway.
Waved over.
Yeah, so today we are talking about the staircases in the woods, the stairs that lead to nowhere, the stairs in the National Forest. All that good stuff. And they're pretty creepy.
Can we climb these stairs?
It is. It is. It is high. Oh, they're climbable, but it is highly not recommended.
What is that?
10 out of 10 would not recommend. So, as far as I can tell, the whole stairs in the woods thing started 8 years ago with a Reddit No Sleep post. Immediately with that post, it blew up and has not stopped since. So, I don't know if it's real or not, because the person who wrote the original post, it's a Reddit No Sleep, which means for those of you who, like me, aren't really on Reddit all the time and don't know, you basically take on the persona of the character that you're writing from, the perspective of. So everybody was confused. They're like, oh my gosh, it's a real search and rescue person. It's not. It's not. If you go through like and look, it's actually a girl. I think it's a girl because Carrie could go either way. A girl named Carrie. And they had just kind of, you know, ran with that first post that everybody on the first post. There's actually multiple stories of like search and rescue stories in national forests, but pretty much everybody focused on the stairs and they just kind of ran with it from there. There's like six parts, I think, total. And then they were going to make a book, but then that fell through. So anyway, this original post from the original poster, I'm going to read you a couple of stories that they posted. That started the whole thing.
All right.
I said, oh, goody.
Yeah. So this was the last post on the very first one that they did. It was the last story on the first post that they made about the search and rescue stories. This is the last one that I'll tell, and it's probably the weirdest story I have. Now, I don't know if this is true in every SAR unit, but in mine, it's sort of an unspoken, regular thing we run into. You can try asking about it with other SAR officers, but even if they know what you're talking about, they probably won't say anything about it. We've been told not to talk about it by our superiors, and at this point, we've all gotten so used to it that it doesn't even seem weird anymore. On just about every case where we're really far into the wilderness, I'm talking like 30 or 40 miles, at some point we'll find a staircase in the middle of the woods. It's almost like if you took the stairs in your house, cut them out, and put them in the forest. I asked about it the first time I saw some, and the other officer just told me not to worry about it, that it was normal. Everyone I asked said the same thing. Yeah. I wanted to go check them out, but I was told very emphatically that I should never go near any of them. I just sort of ignore them now when I run into it because it happens so frequently. And then they go into more detail, which is lots of fun. Even if they just made it up, you know, cool. It's actually
It's just a bird watching post. Like, you climb the stairs so you can get up and see the birds in the trees. It's nice. It's wholesome.
Yeah, no,
there's nothing spooky about this.
Oh, nothing spooky about this at all. Wait until you hear about the hand. There was a lot of feedback about the stairs, so I'll touch on that briefly here, and I'll also include a story. They come in a variety of shapes, sizes, styles, and conditions. And from what everybody around the world has said, this is like me talking, not the story. From what everybody around the world has chimed in and said, like this is all true. Like, this is not just a USA thing. They come in a variety of shapes, sizes, styles, and conditions. Some are pretty dilapidated, just ruins, but others are brand new. I saw one set that looked like they came from a lighthouse. They were metal and spiral, almost old-fashioned. The stairs don't go up infinitely or farther than I can see, but some sets are taller than others. Like I said before, just imagine the stairs in your house as if someone cut and pasted them in the middle of nowhere. I don't have any pictures. It's never really occurred to me to try again after the first time, and I don't really feel like risking my job over it. I'll try again in the future, but I can't really promise anything. One of my first jobs as a trainee was a search op for a 4-year-old kid that had gotten separated from his mom. This was one of those cases where we knew we were going to find him because the dogs were on a strong scent trail, and we saw clear signs that he was in the area. We ended up finding him in a berry patch about a half mile from where he'd been last seen. Kid wasn't even aware that he'd wandered that far. One of the vets brought him back, which I was glad for because I'm really not good with kids and I find it hard to talk to them and keep them company. As my trainer and I are headed back, she decides to take me on a detour to show me one of the hot spots where we tend to find missing people. It's a natural dip in the land near a popular trail, and people will usually move downhill because it's easier. We hike out there. It's a few miles away, and we get there in about an hour or so. As we're walking around the area and she's pointing out places she's found people in the past, I see something in the distance. Now, this area we're in is about 8 miles from the main parking area, though there's back roads you can take to get closer if you don't want to hike that far. But we're on state-protected land, which means there can't be any kind of commercial or residential development out there. The most you'll ever see is a fire tower or makeshift shelter that homeless people think they can get away with building. But I can see from here that whatever this thing is has straight edges. And if there's one thing you learn quickly, it's that nature rarely makes straight lines. I point it out, but she doesn't say anything. She just kind of hangs back and lets me wander over to check it out. I get within about 20 feet of it, and all the hair on the back of my neck stands up. It's a staircase. In the middle of the fucking woods. In the proper context, it would literally be the most benign thing ever. It's just a normal staircase with beige carpet and about 10 steps tall.
Why would you put carpet in the woods?
But instead of being in a house where it obviously should be, it's out here in the middle of the woods. The sides aren't carpeted, obviously, and I can see the wood it's made of. It's almost like a video game glitch, where the house has failed to load completely and the stairs are the only thing visible. I stand there, and it's like my brain is working overtime to try and make sense of what I'm seeing. My trainer comes and stands next to me, and she just stands there casually looking at it as if it's the least interesting thing in the world. I ask her what the fuck this thing is doing here, and she just chuckles, "Get used to it, rookie. You're gonna see a lot of them." I start to move closer, but she grabs my arm hard. "I wouldn't do that," she says. Her voice is casual, but her grip is tight, and I just stand there looking at her. "You're gonna see them all the time, but don't go near them. Don't touch them. Don't go up them. Just ignore them." I start to ask her about it, but something in the way she's looking at me tells me it's best if I just don't. We end up moving on, and the subject doesn't come up again for the rest of my training. She was right, though. I'd say about every fifth call I go on, I end up running across a set of stairs. Sometimes they're relatively close to the path, maybe within 2 or 3 miles. Sometimes they're 20, 30 miles out, literally in the middle of nowhere, and I only find them during the broadest searches on training weekends. They're usually in good condition, but sometimes it looks like they've been out there for miles. All different kinds, all different sizes. The biggest I ever saw looked like they came out of a turn-of-the-century mansion and were at least 10 feet wide, with steps leading up at least 15 or 20 feet. I've tried talking about it with people, but they just give me the same response my trainer did. "It's normal. Don't worry about it. They're not a big deal, but don't go close to them or up to them." When trainees ask me about it now, I give them the same response. I don't really know what else to tell them. I'm really hoping someday I get a better answer, but it just hasn't happened yet.
So
now for the fun stuff.
Was that the original story or just one of the stories that...
That is the original off of the original Reddit No Sleep thread about search and rescue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so from there, everybody was like, "This is real."
Yeah. Like a bunch of people were commenting like from all over the world, like, "Yeah, dude, we have stairs like that too." But I cannot find anywhere where they've really been mentioned before this Reddit post 8 years ago. But like I said, since then, it's just blown up. There are staircases. Cambodia, Italy, Sweden, Philippines, Germany, the U.S. There's a handful in the U.S.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's the craziest thing. One of the ones in the U.S., though, actually, they found out came from Madame Cherie's castle. She was a French singer, if I remember correctly. Please don't murder me if I'm incorrect. Who built basically a castle in West Virginia. And that's where those stairs came from. But I mean, 30, 40 miles out and there's a set of brand new staircases out there. Like, that's just weird.
I have a question.
Question.
What did this Reddit poster claim to work for?
Search and rescue.
So like just like a park ranger?
So search and rescue is its own sector. It depends on where you're at. Either search and rescue can be like the mounted division of a police department. It can be like a subunit or like a canine unit, or uh-huh. it can be like its own company that does search and rescue.
Okay.
Organization that does search and rescue and then comes in.
Not military.
Correct. The military has its own search and rescue under National Guard.
So as far as like intel and mm-hmm. clearance,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't be super high up on the totem pole correct. If you worked search and rescue.
Correct.
My biggest issue here is that it's just like a bunch of people who probably the only requirements, like I'm not talking down on them, but it's like right. I would assume like high school degree.
It's a public service essentially.
Yeah, and then like some specialty training probably provided by the employer.
Correct.
That seems like not enough security
mm-hmm.
to hide something as important as the paranormal.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's like the one red flag I keep getting is that they don't even have like a prior debrief on these stairs. It's just you see them out in the woods and you're like, hey, don't talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because if it was like a truly a thing to worry about,
mm-hmm.
that would be like number one thing they say, like in their training is like, hey, if you see stairs out there, don't mm-hmm. go near them.
This portion of today's episode is brought to you by our good friends over at NordVPN.
But Brandon, what's NordVPN?
I am glad you asked. NordVPN is the most secure, fastest, safest, and easiest to use VPN on the market.
Is it easy enough for me to use on my cellular device that I use in the hole that I live in? Because I haven't heard of NordVPN?
With a single click, baby.
Oh, love it.
Did you know that every single website that you visit has full access to your IP address and your internet service provider?
I feel violated.
You should, because a lot of these websites are doing that without you even knowing. But do not wander off into the wild, wild west of the internet without your six shooter on your hip, baby. That six shooter being NordVPN. They will keep you covered and protected, and it's the fastest VPN on the market. It won't even slow down your browsing.
Huh, that's pretty useful. I got pretty slow internet. I don't want a VPN slowing it down, so that's some good shit.
But you see, Luke, that's not all it does. Did you know that Netflix catalogs available in Canada and the United States have the joint lowest average IMDb score of only 6.95?
What does that mean?
That means our movies suck here for Netflix.
Damn.
Netflix isn't really getting the best movies for the US and Canada audience. But South Korea has 109 Oscar-winning films in its Netflix catalog. And you can have full access to those by using a VPN and setting your search address from South Korea.
Huh. So I can basically get any of the shows or movies that I want to through one subscription and not having to pay for a ton.
Exactly.
Well, Brandon, where do we sign up?
That's the easiest part, buddy. You just click the link in the episode description and get started with NordVPN today. Don't wait. I'm looking at your IP address right now. It starts with a 3.
Yeah, so there's other supposedly search and rescue or like park rangers. So like if you ever go on like YouTube and listen to the Reddit stories that they'll like read you off and stuff, like Dr. Mm-hmm. Hallowed and stuff, they have like park ranger stories that'll talk about the stairs, and they're all told like, hey, it's normal, don't talk about it, don't touch them, you know, that sort of thing. But yeah, it's not just like search and well, the people that are reporting it, like some of them are just hikers or like people that heard about the stairs and then went to go see them kind of thing. But yeah, like okay. I said, like this specific one, like as far as I'm aware, this person was not an actual search and rescue individual. But like I said, I just find it interesting that it started from this random post and now mm-hmm. like there's all these stairs all over. So,
and well, I mean, being an optimist rather than a pessimist here,
mm-hmm.
maybe this person was actually a hiker who saw this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how some people, they'll need to, I don't know, they feel the need to lie in order to have credibility.
Right. Which says something about their credibility in general. But yeah.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like if someone sees, you know, like if you see these stairs on the woods, people would be much more likely to listen and potentially even look into it if you're like, hey, I'm a park ranger and I saw this, rather than hey, I'm a hiker. Because the first thing people will say is like, oh sure, or oh, you were out there doing shrooms on your hike, like,
right,
hippie, like whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so maybe this person really did see something, mm-hmm. and they felt the only way to get attention brought to it is by claiming to be search and rescue.
And even if it is like a metaphysical thing that all these people that have seen this, just so having people that go on hikes and take shrooms in the woods, which is a bit more common than you'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're all seeing a random staircase in the woods. Right.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
It's a little strange.
So there's also supposedly because I looked in the last 48 hours and can't find it anywhere. So if anybody listening knows where to find the story, please tell me. supposedly on this farm or ranch, a bunch of cows had died and some officers went out, like CDC or some sort of agricultural officer went out there, a couple of them, to make sure that, you know, it wasn't like this disease that they needed to quarantine and that was going to spread, you know, across farms, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they found supposedly a staircase out there near
on the farm.
Yes. Yep. Near one of the cows. I'm assuming it was like a ranch, like a super big ranch, because how would the farmer not know there's a set of stairs there? And they camped about 20 yards, I think the story said, away from the stairs. And the next morning when they woke up, the stairs were gone, but there was like a burn spot where the stairs were. And the stairs reappeared a couple days later within 100 yards of where they were originally. And this is also a semi-common theme throughout the stairs in the woods, that they'll disappear and then reappear not too far away at some point in time. Yeah, Phoenix stairs. Yeah,
they just like keep moving.
Yeah, yeah. So some people are like, it's aliens. It's aliens, guys. It's aliens.
Well, that's kind of where my brain went.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like one of those... it's like what are they called? It's like the stairs that you push up next to a plane for people who have to board off the runway.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's almost like one of those for like an alien craft.
Yeah, uh-huh. And the interesting thing about the stairs, does this one... Okay. This is a good story to read after that.
Maybe all the rock bands got it wrong and there's actually a highway to heaven and a stairway to hell. Because of the burn marks?
Because of the burn marks.
You never know.
Stairway to hell. Yeah. But also, this doesn't really work in like the music, you know? I'm on a stairway to hell. That's a little like anticlimactic, you know?
No, it needs to be a stripper pole.
It's No. It becomes like a really mega church song where it's like, I'm on the highway to heaven, you know?
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Totally.
Also, how inconsiderate. It should definitely be like an escalator to hell.
Right?
Yeah, make it easier. Gosh.
Yeah, seriously. If you're gonna go
that's
down
why
there
it's hell. It's inconvenient. Come on.
So, oh, you're right. It actually is an escalator. It's just going the wrong way.
So on TikTok, I follow See Ya Later. C is spelled S-E-A. Mm-hmm. She's hilarious. She has this whole skit that is the original main character started like a help desk for people who had died and end up in hell, like where they have to go, what level and stuff. It's the funniest shit ever. But for people like Karens that are just, they can't stand them, they have a trapdoor with a slide. It's the best thing ever. Yeah.
So it's a very Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry-esque way to go to hell.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Okay, let's look at another story real fast. My buddy has been a SAR officer for about 7 years. He started when he was a junior in college, and he had a very similar experience when he first encountered the stairs. His trainer told him almost the same thing mine did, which was never go near them, touch, or ascend them. For the first year, he did just that. But apparently, his curiosity got the better of him, and one call, he broke away from the line and went to go check a set of them out. He said they were about 10 miles from the path where a teenage girl had vanished, and the dogs were following a scent. He went on his own, lagging behind the main group, when he saw a set of stairs off to his left. They looked like they were from a new house, because the carpeting was pristine and white. He said that as he got closer, he didn't feel any different or hear any weird noises. He was expecting something to happen, like bleeding from his ears or collapsing, but he got right up next to them and didn't feel anything. The only thing, he said, that was odd was there was absolutely no debris on the steps. No dirt, leaves, dust, anything. And there didn't appear to be any signs of animal or insect activity in the immediate area, which he found strange. It was less like things were avoiding them and more like they just happened to be in a relatively barren part of the forest. He touched the stairs and didn't feel anything except for that like sort of sticky feeling you get from new carpet. Making sure his radio was on, he slowly climbed the stairs. He said it was terrifying because the way they'd been stigmatized, he wasn't really sure what was going to happen to him. He joked that half of them expected to be teleported to some other dimension and the other half was watching for a UFO to come swooping down. But he got to the top with little event and he stood there looking around. But he said the longer he stood on the top step, the more he felt like he was doing something very, very wrong. He described it as the feeling you'd get if you were part of a government building. He described it as the feeling you'd get if you were in a part of a government building you have no business being in. As if someone was going to come and arrest you or shoot you in the back of the head at any second. He tried to brush it off, but the feeling got stronger and stronger, and that's when he realized that he couldn't hear anything anymore. The sounds of the forest were gone, and he couldn't hear his own breathing. It was like some kind of weird, awful tinnitus, but more oppressive. He climbed back down and rejoined the search and didn't mention what he'd done. But he said the weirdest part came after. His trainer was waiting back at the welcome center after the search had ended for the day, and he cornered my buddy before he could leave. He said his trainer had this look of intense anger, and he asked what was wrong. You went up them, didn't you? My buddy said it wasn't phrased as a question. He asked how his trainer knew. The trainer just shook his head. Because we didn't find her. The dogs lost her scent. My buddy asked what that had to do with anything. The trainer asked how long he'd been on the stairs, and my buddy said no more than a minute. The trainer gave him this really awful, almost dead-eyed look and told him that if he ever went up another set of stairs again, he'd be fired immediately. The trainer walked away, and I guess he never answered any of the questions my buddy has asked him about it since.
What's with the vagueness here? If you want me to do my job right, you better fucking tell me why this is not okay.
Would you like to hear some of the other stories that have happened in short form, not in long form?
Oh, golly. Is this like a government side op or something? Like what?
Yeah, might be. Might be. So some of the experiences that other people have, talked about, you know, like I said, the stairs that... Sorry, my mic almost face planted.
Very good.
The stairs that my will disappear. Oh, well, your pretty face is frozen for us to look at. And it's not a weird face. So some of the other experiences that people have talked about is, you know, like I said earlier, the staircases that move, that sort of thing. A lot of the park rangers, park ranger stories, they also say, like, you know, they're always told never to touch the stairs because if somebody's missing, they'll never be found. Hmm. One report of a person that did climb the stairs. Sometimes there's darkness. Sometimes you can see perfectly. Sometimes it's like a fog. In this case, if I remember correctly, it was like a fog that the person who climbed the stairs put their hand into. And their hand got chopped off. And they never found the hand. Which is creepy. Another one that was very interesting to me was a story about a kid had disappeared and they were looking for him in the woods. And I don't know if it was a park ranger, search and rescue, or who it was, but they found the set of stairs and they looked at it and then they were like, yeah, no, I'm not touching that. And they turned to walk away and a kid ran up to them and they're like, why didn't you come help me? Why didn't you come help me? And he's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I saw you. I was at the top of the stairs and I was yelling at you to come help me. And he's like, okay, cool. And he's like, where are your shoes? Because the kid didn't have any shoes. And he's like, my feet got too big for the shoes. I had to take them off. The kid was only missing an hour in real time. And the guy noticed that like the shirt seemed a little small and the shorts seemed a little small. And he's like, okay, cool. You know, let's go back and find your parents, kid. Your parents are still there. And he's like, wow, my parents are still here. And he's like, yeah, you've only been gone an hour. And he's the kid. I guess the kid seemed really, really confused. And he's like, I was gone for a long time. And he's like, I know I was gone for a long time because my feet got too big for my shoes. And then he brought the kid back and he said, obviously the parents were so excited to see their kid again. He's like, but you could tell like something was off. Like they were like looking at their kid a little weird. And then he went to go make a report at headquarters. And there was two people he'd never seen there before. And they're like, oh, you know, congratulations, you found the kid, you know, good job, good job. And he's like, okay, cool. You know, do you have the forms for me to fill out my report? And they're like, no, you don't need to fill out a report. You know, it was the kid's fine. You know, it was only an hour. It's not a big deal. We've got all the information we need. And he's like, no, you don't understand. And they're like, no, we have all the information I need. You're good to go.
Shit.
Yeah. And like, there's stories of people getting pushed or grabbed, or like if you don't go all the way up the stairs and then you turn around to leave, like something will grab and like try to pull you back. Nausea, fear, headaches. Yeah. A lot of that fun stuff. So I have a theory.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think staircases are the new fairy circles. Because everybody around the world knows not to go through a fairy circle anymore, right? So they need something new.
I'm definitely not Googling what a fairy circle is.
Oh my god. Do we need to do... I need to do episodes on fairy circles.
Oh, these things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do those all the time in the front lawn, and then Dad kept running them over with the mower.
And we wonder why the luck... Yeah, anyway. Because like literally everybody in the world knows you don't step foot inside a fairy circle. Like everybody knows this. So I think
everyone now.
Well,
maybe this seems a bit more obvious than a fairy circle though.
Yeah,
that's the point.
It kind of sticks out like a sore thumb.
Like a moth attracted to a flame. Because have you met humans? We're a little stupid.
We are a little stupid.
Or at least curious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're curious. We're curious. And that's what kills us sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's my
very thing. Curious creatures. So if we see something that looks off, mm-hmm. we're going to investigate.
Yes.
We need to know the answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or is it aliens? Or is it a rift in some interdimensional space, that liminal space that just some time or somehow just staircases come through?
I think the details are too vague for us to really pinpoint, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yeah.
For all we know, it could just be a glitch. Like, right. if this is all a simulation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's just an asset being
there's
moved
my
on
theory.
But, like I said, the weird thing is like, as far as I can tell, nobody has any stories of staircases in the woods before this specific Reddit post 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. So this is the Mandela effect. That post brought us into another dimension to where there are these random staircases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the selling off point.
Or is everybody just making
up stories? It's a Harambe level event.
Right?
It's a Harambe level event.
That's my new favorite saying.
Oh, jeez. Or is everybody just making up stories to get hype?
Or did it just start as stories and morph into a culpa of sorts?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that'll probably be a thing we throw out every single time we have one of these like urban legends.
Yeah.
Is like, was it just an urban legend and then became a tulpa? And is that why more people are seeing it? Or is it just everyone wants to try to get as many likes as they can off of a good horror post?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also interesting to me that like, if it was just a USA horror post, why are there countries everywhere else, too, that also have these stories? It's just a little weird.
The USA is like the center of like modern pop culture.
True.
It's kind of like all of the art that we're putting out like in the US is kind of being consumed by all countries who are, well, at least have access to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things like Reddit and YouTube. I mean, you hear about people who are like, oh, yeah, I learned how to speak English through Markiplier. You hear about that all the time.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
So it's not super far-fetched that someone in, like, Italy is perusing Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
They see this post. They're out one night in the woods. and they think for a quick, brief second they see a staircase.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, cool, and I'm going to go back and post about it because I saw one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I was looking at, I just typed in stairs in the woods to see mm-hmm. if I can find any images.
Mm-hmm.
Nick has something similar to you, too. So Nick's going to take good care of you.
Oh, what do you mean similar?
Well, Nick's father, he was a superhero, too.
And they put him in the car and they drive away.
Oh, God, that was exhausting.
No, we don't do that.
Why?
Why are you lying to him?
What do
That's
you mean?
Messed up.
What do you mean?
That's wrong.
We just talked about this earlier, that if it gets the job done, it gets the job done.
That's her perception of it. That's
I
not
did
the
say
right...
that.
Remember
she
I
said that. Those were her words.
The fly, the honey, the vinegar. I guess that's the best.
I was honey.
You were lying, though. You were lying, honey.
Honey.
You're fake honey.
It was a good lie.
You're honey dicking.
I did a good thing.
If you like that clip, come listen to Grim Encounters. We are a campy horror actual play podcast using the Chill 3rd Edition system, only on the Encounter Code Network. This is Chillmaster Nort signing off. Stay spooked out there.
And obviously there's the one I've seen before, which is like the metal walls on three sides of the staircase.
Oh, yeah.
Next
yeah.
to a river.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that one quite a few times. Mm-hmm. But next to that, there are just some like stone staircases, which are there from like a very long time ago.
Are you talking about the one with the Roman arches in it?
No.
Okay.
If you just type stairs in the woods and go to images, it's the mm-hmm. one from Qora. There's it looks like a little girl with like a cheetah print jacket standing on it.
Don't stand on the stairs.
But it's like I see some of these posts and it's like very obviously just maybe a development was starting.
Oh yeah, like that
abandoned
one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I could totally see that sprouting a like an urban legend around it, because that would be
absolutely.
Pretty creepy,
right?
Especially like, if you're search and rescue and you're mm-hmm. out there looking for, well, you for all you know you could be looking for a dead body.
Yeah,
that's a very mm-hmm. tense, high stress situation. You see something that looks like it doesn't belong in the woods, your brain is going to go insane. Like,
yeah.
True.
Or I should say, should go 1,000 miles a minute, I should say.
The major difference between these stories and like the images I'm seeing on the internet of like stairs, like just random staircases in the woods, is mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. there's always that, at least from the stories that we've heard so far, that description of like brand new carpet on them.
Right.
And these
yeah.
are all
yeah.
old and either wooden or stone.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can be made of anything. They can be made of wrought
oh, gotcha.
Iron. They can be spiral staircases. They can be bi-levels. Like, it doesn't seem to
Counterpoint.
Matter. Mm-hmm.
Moss.
Yeah.
Oh,
moss grows.
Oh,
moss
shit.
Dies.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Moss dies and it turns gray.
And if
or
you're
brown.
Having a mushroom trip.
Or if you're out there, your heart rate's super high, you're looking for a missing person.
Mm-hmm.
You see in the distance stairs with, from what you can tell, carpet on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be extremely unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't think it... I, obviously, I'm super into the whole idea of, like, oh, yeah, this is aliens. This
mm-hmm.
is fucking aliens.
Right.
Or it's, you know, a glitch in the simulation. Like that, yeah, that stuff's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But when I really try to pressure test it, my mind goes to this. It's just, I mean, it to me, it seems like there were developments that were abandoned. And then, I mean, if any of our listeners are hikers, like if they ever go hiking, you know that a lot of these hiking trails, they'll build staircases for them.
Oh, I found it. Sorry.
Also, if any of our
You're
listeners
good.
Are hikers, how do you do it?
What, hike?
How do you Walk. Get? How do you get into hiking? Please tell me.
Find one and try.
Hey, Luke.
They have a
do,
lot that are just like a 1 mile one way.
Yeah.
Go do
just start with those.
Leg day at the dunes.
Oh, God.
Next time we're in Tennessee, I'll take you to Cades Cove and we'll do the 15 mile.
Oh, God.
It's
what
a really
have I done?
Good time.
I made a joke and it backfired on me. Unforeseen
it's a
consequences.
Really good time. And the waterfalls out there are beautiful.
Ooh, waterfalls? I'll do it for waterfalls.
Well, yeah, that's typically like the appeal of these hikes out in Tennessee.
Okay, yeah. But like up here in Michigan, not much of an appeal.
Really?
Like for at least me personally, there's got to be either waterfalls or caves along the hiking trail for me to like be motivated.
The next time we're in Tennessee, I'll take you on some cool ones.
Fuck yeah. I'd be down.
For all you listeners, go to Cades Cove. I want to do an episode on Cades Cove at some point. But yeah, it's very cool. It's very, very cool. Lots of haunts out there. Lots of really cool ghost stories and waterfalls and abandoned cabins. And it's cool.
Okay. I found the CDC story.
Ooh, yes.
So this is the vanishing staircase story. 1940s. And this is, I'm reading this directly off of historicmysteries.com. Another great story came from a man who claims to work with the CDC as an infectious disease specialist. He said that in the 40s, after the Roswell crash, reports of animal mutilation surfaced. The CDC was called in to assist in the investigation, which was supposed to last only 1 or 2 weeks, but in fact lasted 6 months. During that time, various people working in the field reported weird stares that were giving off some type of frequency. They stationed their campsite about 30 meters away from the stairs and spent the night. But when they woke up, the stairs had moved. On the ground where the staircase had been was a dark black spot that appeared burnt. He continued with his story. The next 2 days, it reappeared, but 50 meters away. We decided to do some readings and tried to sample part of the staircase, but the wood structure staircase was harder than steel. None of it could be chipped off for sampling. Although the investigators determined that the stairs emitted a frequency, they couldn't figure out why or who was receiving it. 6 days later, the stairs vanished.
Let's see. Okay, I'm back to aliens.
Yep.
Fuck the moss. Fuck all that. It's aliens.
Fuck the moss.
It's consistent with the other stories in that it would disappear with a black burn spot and reappear.
Yep.
Yeah.
That and the whole, like, they were responding to the Roswell crash and all that. Yeah. It's aliens. It's aliens.
So do we think they're real?
Do you think aliens or stairs?
I mean, both, but aliens we know absolutely. Are real.
These stairs?
We know, I was going to say, we know aliens are real. Well.
Yeah, I fully believe aliens.
More likely than not.
I think the ones that are clean and just show up and then are gone, I think that's aliens. But I also think that is much more rare than we think. Much akin to like demons versus angry spirits.
That's fair. That's very fair.
I think it's very easy to see, you know, the beginnings of a development that was abandoned in the woods and then because it seems similar to the genuine stairs in the woods stories, it's easy to just throw that on to get like extra numbers, you know?
Yeah. Well, and one of the most sturdy parts of your house is going to be a staircase. So your entire house can disintegrate and your stairs can still be there.
Yeah. Especially back then when it was all like stone.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And somebody has a homestead and out in the middle of the woods. Yeah. The only thing that's left is going to be the stairs.
Yeah. Because logs are going to, you know.
And when it moves, what's left over?
The burn marks. Right. Burn marks.
Yeah. Well, at least a dead spot.
The sign of the devil.
I mean, if you've ever picked up a rock that's like been sitting somewhere for God knows how long.
Yeah, it's just going to be
the
dirt
underside of it is wet and black and there are bugs. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it could have just been really fertile soil underneath of there that was black.
Yeah.
I mean, it says appeared burnt, but yeah.
Which I would assume is like probably dry.
Yeah, you would think.
But that's another interesting fact, because if it was dry, like that's a little weird because underneath the stairs would hold moisture against the ground.
Unless.
Aliens.
Alien stairs.
It's the aliens, boys.
I'm on the staircase. Like what we
know of aliens is like the way that their craft propel themselves is by manipulating gravitational fields and almost using that as a way to, you know, propel themselves, is like putting the gravity behind them, so to speak.
Oh.
Or sorry, in front of them, and it pulls them. No, at least that's what like, you know, Bob Lazar has said, which I trust my man Bob Lazar. Oh god, I'd love to get him on an episode.
There we go.
But, so you think that aliens are like legit on this plane, just from another planet kind of thing?
Oh, no, no. I think they're multidimensional.
Okay. Okay. That's what I think.
Really? I think much more so like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's how. Okay, Luke.
Luke, have I not
your
told
shadow,
you? Oh, boy.
Your shadow is two dimensional. You are a three dimensional being projecting a two dimensional figure.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a being that is fourth dimensional, their shadow, so to speak, would be projected as a three dimensional being.
I feel like that needs a different definition than alien, because when, at least I think for the majority of people, when you think alien, you think a three dimensional being that is hosted on
the little
a
gray
planet,
guy with the big eyes,
hosted on a planet that is not Earth.
Well, that would be like a there's a different term, but alien just means something not from here.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Like something foreign,
mm-hmm. extraterrestrial.
I feel like it means. If they
yeah,
don't
that's,
exist,
that's extraterrestrial.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ET. That's what I'm looking for is ETs.
Listen, we could have so many episodes on aliens because, I mean, there's the Arcturians, there's the Pleiadians, there's like, there's the fictional alien. Yeah. Or more fictional aliens, I should
say. More fictional than not, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
An alien series would be a lot of fun.
It would be
fun. We should totally do aliens on the show. I mean, it fits. It fits the occult.
It does, yeah.
Well, and there's people that are on Earth that claim to be starseeds, is what they call themselves, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I
could be
that.
Getting this very wrong. So if I am wrong, please let me know, people. But yeah, and they claim to be from... Because if I remember right, the theory is that most lives are reincarnated on Earth. Like, most souls just keep reincarnating on Earth, but some of them do... reincarnate as extraterrestrials and then come back kind of thing and reincarnate again back on Earth, and sometimes they hold those memories.
I have a very hard time believing starseeds.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm just like, oh, if you believe it, that's cool. I don't know what I believe, but I'm not gonna, you know, bash you for it kind of thing. Unless you're being a dick.
Like a tiny bit of like evidence to push me in that way.
Yeah, because I think starseeds some claim to be of extraterrestrial origin that just came down to Earth specifically.
Yeah. Which the only one I believe of that as of right now is Nikola Tesla. And I might do a whole episode on him.
That'd be
cool. That'd be cool.
But have y'all heard of the whole him being a Venetian thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I have, yeah. I don't know much about it, but yeah.
Me neither.
And there are like writings of his assistant that he would go outside to, air quotes, pray and have a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be a bunch of like flashing lights, and he would specifically tell everyone like don't come outside. But he would go outside to, air quotes, pray and have a smoke.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of flashing lights, and like the building would be shaking and shit, and he'd come back in and be like, I got it. Like he would be able to solve the problem.
That's
fucking wild.
Another one that I really want to do an episode on is, have either of you heard of the Dyatlov Pass incident?
That sounds very familiar.
Oh, it's fucking nuts.
In Russia?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it was in Russia. Soviet hikers. Mm-hmm.
This cat has been asleep on top of my PC for the majority of this record.
Probably the heat.
That's
feels
adorable.
Good.
Yeah.
Air vent right there, so it's actually cooling him off.
Yeah.
Mm.
So this happened in 1951, and the government reopened the case in 2000. I don't remember if it was 2002 or 2020. Dyslexia at its finest. But they reopened the case just to again say that, oh, yeah, it was just an avalanche. Well, oh, my God. Maybe I'll do that one at some point. But that one's actually a true crime, so does that fit?
I think it fits.
I think it fits.
There's some weird shit that happened.
You know, we say like a cult. That kind of covers like conspiracy as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can totally do conspiracy shit on here.
I love conspiracy shit.
Me too.
Like the whole the monolith on Mars that Buzz Aldrin was talking about.
There's a monolith on Mars? What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look it up.
Heck, I've seen that.
What?
But yeah, Buzz Aldrin was talking about it, where he was saying that, like, well, yeah, I mean, you can just Google monolith on Mars, and there's actual, like, satellite images of it.
Oh, don't worry, I'm Googling. It's called
the Phobos.
It has the
same structure as the Washington Monument in D.C.
Oh my God, it does. It's called the Phobos Monument.
But if we want to get really into it.
Yes.
I'll go on a whole rant, baby, about the dome and monolith structure. It's in like every major country's capital.
That's interesting.
It is very, very, very strange.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
And it all goes back to Nimrod and...
the salt? Are you talking about the salt pillar?
No. That's Lot's wife.
Oh, that's Lot. Never mind.
No, it's Nimrod and his wife, Semiramis. But yeah, it's a whole thing.
That'd be fun.
Ancient Babylonian stuff, you know.
That'd be so much fun. Dude, I'm down to do these podcasts like two times a week in the morning. If I can do mornings, I have this is perfect.
Honestly like a good vibe. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have really any
final... I don't think people will be upset that we're just hanging out.
Yeah, no. Do we have any final thoughts on staircases in the woods and fairies and aliens? And
don't touch them. Reddit? Please. Yeah, don't touch staircases in the woods.
But if you do...
make sure there's no missing persons cases live.
or send us a video of it.
Yes.
Just send us a pin on your location.
And pictures.
Contact DTTGpod@gmail.com. If you find any staircases in the woods, send it there.
There you go.
Yes.
And we will view them and, you know,
maybe go see
give
them
our expert opinion.
Yes.
Maybe go see them ourselves.
Don't touch them and don't tap the glass, please.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't tap the glass, guys. It's not good for your health.